Hello,
how are you?
I'm very well.
That was my best Cockney, I'm afraid. I'm sorry, Adam, how are you doing?
I'm very well, honestly.
Are you in the car? What's the Cockney now for travelling in a car? How would you say that? Oh, in the jam, you're in the jam jar. That's it, isn't it?
Yeah. No one, apart from Danny Dyer, nobody actually speaks like that.
Ah, come on. We're all like Eliza Doolittle, surely, in London, no?
No.
Well, come here, it's great to have you on the show. Adam, you'll have to tell me how to pronounce your surname properly, because I've been reading so much about you lately and all the things you're getting up to, and I never seem to get it right when I say it on air. It's kind of confusing me. Would you, Ash? Would that be correct?
That's close enough.
What is it?
I'll be honest with you, I don't actually know the correct pronunciation, because anybody who knows it is now dead. I'm sure my uncle will criticise me for saying it's Woodyat, but yeah,
Woodyat.
Yeah,
and of course, we're going to talk to you about coming to Dublin for the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre show, My Fair Lady, but everybody knows you as Mr. Ian Beale. Do you know that EastEnder started the year that I started in primary school? And I still have this vivid memory of lining up. You know the way when you're in school, you have to line up with your finger on your lip so you don't talk. And we used to talk about EastEnders. And we were four. It's ridiculous.
Well, that is kind of ridiculous, yeah. you shouldn't have been watching it at the age of four.
Was it that bad back then? It probably was. There were probably serious enough storylines, were they? We were four-year-olds watching it.
Nah, you should have been out playing.
So come here to me. Why did you leave EastEnders?
Because that's the way the storyline went.
You've been there forever, since the day dot. Surely now...
Surely now what?
Surely now you could have found some way to still be there, or did you get fed up?
Well, no, it's just the way the storyline was. There wasn't any other option for Ian other than to go. So that's what the storyline was. So that's what happened.
I remember a good few years ago, you had some really harrowing storylines, and your acting was unbelievable. I mean, it was like you were having a proper breakdown on telly.
I think we had one or two of those, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, was that really draining for you coming home then? You're putting so much into your working day.
I'd leave Ian at work and get in the car and drive home.
Really? Not a bother?
I didn't have a problem sort of like separating the two.
I'll never forget the time that the character Tanya called you Adam. Do you remember? I think it was the live episode.
I wasn't in the scene.
You weren't in the scene, but she mentioned Adam and the horror in her face as she said it. So, My Fair Lady, how has this come about?
Because I'm not in EastEnders. It's just been a progression. After I left, I sort of went and did Peter James Looking Good Dead. I went on tour, enjoyed that. I did something else for ITV, which hasn't transmitted yet, which comes out, we think, November, which involves me and Simon Gregson wearing high heels and a dress.
Oh.
Then the call came through, which sort of like to try for Alfred P. Doolittle in My Fair Lady. And it was like, yeah, would I? And that's what's led me to being over here. I'm going to be playing Alfred Doolittle on tour. I mean, there's not many people can say that, because My Fair Lady is such a massive show. It doesn't often, it's not often, but it's even on the West End. It's even rarer that they take it out on tour, because it is just such a big show. I mean, we've got a 30-piece orchestra, we've got a massive ensemble. It's a beast. It's an absolute beast of a show. And it's just so lavish and sumptuous. It's just a great show.
The songs are fab, aren't they? They really bring me back as well. Oh, woo, nippy lovely. Like, everyone's going to be singing along to them, aren't they?
Well, it's the thing. If you turn around to somebody and say, name a song from My Fair Lady, if they start struggling, and then you suddenly say, get me to the church with a little bit of luck, wouldn't it be lovely? Rain in Spain. They go, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, they realise it's all from that musical. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know all the songs. They're ingrained into our society. Because we've all grown up seeing the film, it being on at Christmas or Easter or whenever. The film's been on our telly since 1960, whatever. And it's just one of those iconic, timeless musicals, because Shaw's original text from Pygmalion and Lerner and Lowe's music and lyrics from My Fair Lady, they stood the test of time, and they're as relevant now as they were then, if not more relevant.
It's a different experience now, though, for you, Adam, isn't it? Looking at the faces of people staring at you when you're up on the stage there, and you can't really make mistakes, or maybe you can in theatre, can you?
Well, you can if you're doing panto. You can't make mistakes if you're doing My Fair Lady.
Yeah.
we've got our script and we're sticking to it, and it's a different genre. It's a different thing to being on television.
Yeah.
But it's the job that I fell in love with when I was 12 years old in Oliver. At the Albury Theatre in the West End, and it's just a joy to be back on stage.
Yeah.
I genuinely have forgotten how much I enjoyed it.
That's where you started, really. That's where everyone kind of gets the bug at the start, isn't it, as well? And it's nice to be able to move around and do loads of different things as well. And tell me this much, that's going to be on between the 6th and the 30th of October, so are you going to be in it every night, or is there different characters coming into play? Yeah, you are? Okay, so that's quite a long run, isn't it?
It's quite a long run, because after we finished in Dublin, we've also got Cardiff, Edinburgh, and Southampton. But hopefully I'm on every night. I'm not planning on going off ill.
Good. Eliza Doolittle is the Cockney flower seller. A linguistics professor comes in and wants to transform her into a proper lady. But the whole idea, Eliza, that Cockney accent is what's so well known, isn't it, from My Fair Lady?
Well, you say that, but so's Eliza's posh accent. I mean, she starts thinking, wouldn't it be lovely in Cockney? But by the time we get to Rain in Spain, she's posh.
What part of London are you from, Adam?
Me?
Yeah.
Originally Walthamstow, which is sort of like in the Far East.
Oh, isn't that East 17 territory?
Walthamstow, yeah, well done.
East 17. Yeah. Because I remember the band in the 90s, East 17 had the album Walthamstow, because I think they were from there, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's the postcode for Walthamstow, East 17.
Yeah.
No, my family moved from Wales to West Ham when did they move down there? I do know this because we were talking about it. My uncle had just died and we were reminiscing about everything.
Yeah.
So no, the family moved down probably in about the 40s, I would think.
Oh, really? So it's originally, they're originally Welsh in your family?
Yeah.
Good. That explains the name, so... Well, look, it's nice to catch up with you. We will see you at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, so the 6th until the 30th of October. And I hope you have a good time when you're here in Dublin and get to do a few things and get a few sights in and that. You probably come here loads, though, do you, to Dublin?
I've been over a few times over the years, but this is going to be the longest visit I've had.
Well, enjoy it. Thanks so much, Adam.
No worries.
See you now. Bye.